Death shows itself more starkly in fall. Leaves are browning, seed heads are broken. Heck, Halloween brings ghosts to our doors. Halloween night finds four teens in Seattle Cemetery set to put paper and pencil to tombstones in Jennifer Hoat's debut novel, Four Rubbings. People gather impressions of tombstones for historical, genealogical, and spiritual reasons. The four teens in Hoat's story are seeking some connection with the past while grappling with loss and the desire for independence. Four Rubbings is set in a fictionalized version of Seattle's famous Lakeview Cemetery. Bruce Lee is buried in Lakeview, so are many of Seattle's founders. That's where Hoats and I met. The Kirkland-based illustrator spent 2 years traveling to cemeteries around the country, studying the rituals around death. She often had her two children along as she explored graveyards. But her interest in the stories that can be found at cemeteries started in childhood.
My mother, one time, when she was taking classes after work, she was a single mom, she took me and my brother to be babysat by a gravedigger's daughter. So we were huddling in this little cottage, like Grace I describe in the book, and we were scared to go outside in the cemetery. And the lady said, I think her name was Susan, she said, come on, let's go explore. Why don't you play some hide and seek? This is a great place for hide and seek. And my brother and I were just trying not to pee our pants till mom picked us up. So I think it started there. It was like conquering a fear, I suppose.
Why is this your favorite cemetery? Why Lakeview?
Well, it has so much. It holds so much history. Yesler's buried here. John Nordstrom's buried here. Chief Seattle's daughter's buried here. It's a tourist attraction for a reason. It holds so many stories. Every one of these tombstones, even the ones we don't know, hold stories underneath them. So we're right by the Lee family's tombstones. You'd probably know where those are. They're like right below us. They're shiny and beautiful. And
full of flowers. Look at that.
Always. Always. And if you ever see people that are lost in the cemetery, they're looking for that. So this is the grave that I came upon that day that I was wandering this cemetery by myself. And I just think it's so haunting. There's an older woman. Her face is eroded from age. And she sits on a chair, and it looks as though she's reading to a child. She's lifted up in the sky. It's beautiful.
Will you just read the beginning?
Grace is the caretaker of, it's actually Lakeview, but I call it something different in the book. The girl reaches into a tan leather pouch and hands around oversized pieces of paper and chunks of black chalk, not the toilet paper and spray paint I expect to see. Art supplies. My knees give out as the truth dawns on me. They've come to rub the stones. They've come to remember the dead, not hurt them. The breath I didn't know I'd been holding bursts from my mouth. My eyes cloud over. My calloused hands ball into sweaty fists and shake. My cheeks burn with shame. I've been wrong about these kids. Peg them as vandals when they're bent on doing something good. I fall apart, but gather it all up again quick. I'm wrong and have to atone. Good thing I'm already down on my knees. It's been so long since I've said any kind of prayer, too long. I'm clumsy about how best to place my hands, how far to bow my head, and how to muster the words, but I close my eyes and feel warm tears roll down my cheeks. I send a prayer up to the God I've been cursing for the past decade. Let him have a journey, Lord, a journey that begins with remembering the dead and rubbing a stone. Amen.
Jennifer Hoat's reading from the beginning of her book, Four Rubbings. That's a pretty emotional response. Is that how it is for you, the rubbings?
Yeah, it is. The rubbings are like a way of remembering who was left behind, that they had a story and you maybe don't know who they are right now, but you're touching them and they're touching you right back. See, there's whole stories here. Generations that are right here. And when you see the parents that live longer than the children, you can learn about history. That's what my kids have. I know I probably traumatized them, but we go to the cemeteries and we learn that there was a Spanish flu during these years because look at all these graves from this time period. History's right here if you take the time to mark it and look around and do some research.
Tell me, how do you do rubbings anyways?
You don't need anything fancy except for a pencil. I'm a little bit of an art snob, I'm sorry to say, but we should have a little bit thinner paper, like even newsprint, and you lay it down, and then give me your pencil. We'll see what we can do. And you lay it flat, and then a crayon, the side of a crayon is really good, or a piece of graphite or charcoal if you're an art snob like me. And then you just gently kind of rub across. You don't want to do anything hard and brisk. There, it's coming. As long as you're gentle and you don't go over it. Little kids, when they rub tombstones, they always want to rub it really roughly, and then it kind of rips up the paper. Yeah, get out and rub a tombstone. Make a mark.
Jennifer Hotz is with us. Her book is Four Rubbings. We're at Lakeview Cemetery in Seattle. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.